It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show.
928-854-5687. That's 854-5687.
Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
I love that when it talks about astute Speak Out listeners in the intro. You're all astute Speak Out listeners, I believe. Hey, welcome to the show. It's Friday, May 21st, 2021. I'm Paul Lavoie, and still waiting on, we're going to call him today, the late Terrence Concannon. He's just running a little bit late, methinks. He has confirmed for today's show. And Terrence, of course, the president and CEO at Go Lake Havasu. The home of GoLakeHavasu.com, of course. We'll be talking about London Bridge Days. There's a lot of events coming back to the tri-state area post-COVID. So here we go, right? Taking the big ride on the events train here in the sunny confines of Lake Havasu City. I was just reading on the website, 300 days of sunshine. I think it's actually more than that, guys. I don't know if we have 65 days of clouds or even rain. So, 300 days of sunshine. That's great. All right. And, at the bottom of the hour or after the bottom of the hour, Mike Bonney, he is a partner with GDK CPA LLC. And, if Terrence doesn't show up in the next 15 minutes or so, Mike, go ahead and leave your office and, head on over. I'll get you on early and we'll have some fun listening to Sinatra records and that sort of thing. You guys remember what records are, right? All right, welcome to the show. It's, again, a Friday, best day of the week, May 21st, 2021, from the Radio Central Studios here in Lake Havasu City. And hopefully Terrence will show up soon. One of our sponsors, Arizona Krav Maga, is promoting free hypnotherapy sessions to quit smoking and or lose weight. Man, maybe I should get hypnotized, right? This is at the Social Contact Club in Kingman. It's tomorrow, and you can be hypnotized by Dr. Robert G. Dean. He's a PhD for smoking cessation or weight loss or both at the same time, and it's free to the public. I mean, free is free, right? What's the phone number again? Free, 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 free. There you go. And our phone number, by the way, if you want to call in and talk, 854-KNTR-928-854-5687. Anyway, back to the free hypnotherapy sessions. The group hypnotherapy session will be conducted at the Social Contact Club, 3001 Stockton Hill Road, Suite 1. It's just south of I-40 as you get off on the Stockton Hill Road exit. And hopefully they'll see you there. And it's 9:30 registration. Session begins at 10 a.m. and ends at 12 p.m. So invest 2 hours of your time for something free. That's really not a bad return on investment. Even if it's just a little bit, you get something, right? Hey, if you need help paying rent and utility bills, call to ask how the county can help. Mojave County Community Services Department, 928-753-0723. If you need assistance in applying, you can call to schedule an appointment in Kingman, Bullhead, and Lake Havasu City. And for more information, you can go and apply online at des.az.gov. Look for the link that says ERAP, E-R-A-P. So there you have it. I got to give a shout out to a listener in Southern California. I have a couple of friends there, actually. My two friends in California, if you will. actually, I have a few friends in Needles as well. But this is in Southern California, SoCal. I got to give a shout out to Rara because I know she's listening. She's an old Band-Aid friend of mine. I hate to say old because her birthday's coming up next week, but she's actually younger than I am. She's going to be going probably through Havasu on her way, sort of in a roundabout way on her way to Sedona and to Flagstaff. So I just wanted to say hi and have a happy birthday on the Memorial Day weekend. Rara, you are missed here in the tri-state area, and I know our brother Scoot is listening as well. Get your free COVID shot at the Blue Water Resort and Casino. That's on June 9th, on Wednesday, June 9th. Just this past Wednesday, they gave the COVID shots as well at the Blue Water in Parker. It is the Pfizer COVID vaccine. That's a free vaccine, 9 a.m. to noon in the Mojave Room on Wednesday, June 9th. First come, first vaccinated. It's a walk-in event. No appointment needed. Bring your photo ID and insurance card if you have one. And 12 to 17-year-olds must be accompanied by an adult. For questions, call 928-669-3142. Again, that's at the Blue Water Resort and Casino in Parker. And you'll hear those public service announcements all over the Radio Central stations here as the event gets a little bit closer. Let's see. No more Dodger baseball, thank goodness. The Diamondbacks on a travel day today, sort of. They're playing in Colorado tonight, not even 24 hours from when they played the Dodgers or started last night. First pitch, 5:40 p.m., Diamondbacks at Coors Field taking on the Rockies. And, the Dodgers, four games, 0-4. So I know I'm going to hear about that from the mothership. And there you have it. So Diamondbacks, Rockies all weekend long. And Sunday we'll have the Phoenix Suns starting at 12:30. That's a 12:30 tip-off. It's also nationally televised, of course, because it's the playoffs against the L.A. Lakers, LeBron James and company. And the Suns got their work cut out for them in the first round. Not sure they wished to play the Lakers and LeBron in the first round, but it is what it is. And we've got a lot of talent on this year's team. 12:30 tip-off, and then we'll join the Diamondbacks and Rockies in progress on Sunday. And that first pitch is at 12:10, but like I said, we'll join in progress. And then those games scheduled on Monday, and that is, again, on 94.3 FM, 100.5 FM in Bullhead City, Mojave Valley, Needles, and Laughlin, 980 AM in Lake Havasu City. Let's see. Here's one to talk about, the Kingman Chamber. Just listen to Larry talking to Becky Fossen, the executive director, talking about Kingman Stick Pony Derby at the Anderson Arena Saturday, June 12th. It's at the Beale Celebrations, 201 North 4th Street. So if you're a little confused by the Anderson Arena, Anderson Fieldhouse type thing, this is what they call Beale Celebrations, the Anderson Arena. It's 201 North 4th Street, Kingman, Arizona, 6 p.m. There's a derby hat auction, a silent auction, 50-50 raffle, includes betting tokens, food, and raffle, spirits available for purchase, and let's see, there are sponsorship opportunities still available too. So there's a gate sponsor, there's a horse sponsor, there is the lane sponsor, and there's a race sponsor, and even down to $100 for a paddock sponsor. Support your chamber, Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce. The number, again, we've been mentioning it all week, 753-6253, and the website is kingmanchamber.com. And the Kingman Area Chamber, of course, presents all support for economic development in Kingman. Still waiting for the late Terrence Concannon and Terrence, President and CEO at Go Lake Havasu here in Lake Havasu City. And let's see, we can talk about the Mojave County Republican Central Committee District 3 2021 Lincoln Day Dinner, Saturday, June 5th. That is 5 p.m. social hour, 6 p.m. dinner at Chagrou's Bridgeview Room. And the keynote speakers, Representative Andy Biggs, Representative Paul Gosar. Other speakers include Arizona GOP Chair Kelly Ward, Representative Leo Biasucci, Representative Mark Fincham will also be there. There is a no-host bar, an AR-15 gun raffle, live auction, silent auction, 50-50 raffle, and dinner tickets for the event are $100 each, or you can purchase them at the District 3 office, 928-855-8006, or call Director Luana Gillette, 928-727-0895. Luana will be our guest on Wednesday, this Wednesday, the 26th. Jeannie Kench, the county Republican chair, will be in the studio. Luana's going to join Jeannie. Jeannie asked for permission, so I said yes, of course. And they'll be in on Wednesday after the school district does their half hour, and we will talk to Luana and Jeannie about the dinner and other things happening in the county the Republican Central Committee and Republican Party politics here in Mojave County, of course. All right, Life Jacket Exchange. A lot of people looking forward to this as well. And nice that we have time to give out all these public service announcements this morning on Speak Out. The Mojave County Sheriff's Office Division of Boating Safety, in partnership with the Arizona Game and Fish Department, is hosting a Life Jacket Exchange tomorrow, 10 a.m. to noon, at the London Bridge Beach Stage in Lake Havasu City. Exchange your worn, torn, or otherwise unserviceable life jackets for a new vest-style jacket, and orange type 2 life jackets will not be accepted. This exchange is free, by the way. This is a public service from Mojave County Sheriff's Office Boating Division and the Arizona Game and Fish Department. It's a pretty cool program. Those Type 2 life jackets, the orange ones that you see, the probably every boat that's ever been purchased, used anyway from a second party, has those jackets in it, and those will not be accepted. So the life jackets are exchanged on a first-come, first-served basis, so they advise you to be early. Boat safe, boat smart, boat sober, and wear a life jacket. That's MCSO's advice for everyone. Just about ready for our first break, but I need to tell you, I've been telling you about this, and this is happening next Thursday. There's a career fair for Lake Havasu Unified School District, and you can build your future with the school district by going to this career fair Thursday, May 27th, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., Lake Havasu Unified School District Office Boardroom. Now, this is really cool because the career fair is open to all certified and classified positions within the district. You can meet with principals and supervisors to find out how you can teach while earning your teacher certification. A bachelor's degree is needed for alternative certification, and you can learn about no and low-cost college options for those interested in teaching. And they'll be interviewing for classified positions as well, including what are called paraprofessionals. For more information, contact Barbara or Gail at 928-505-6900 or email jfesta@lhusd.org. Again, that's the Lake Havasu Unified School District Career Fair. And why not secure a job while everybody else is going out on summer vacation? You'll know that you'll have a job for next fall with the school district. And what a rewarding career as well. All right, let's go ahead and take a short break, I guess. And we'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. You're listening to Speak Out. We're still waiting for Terrence Concannon. Not sure. He may have been held up. I'll text him one more time, see what's happening. And Speak Out will continue in a moment. Mike Bonney will be in shortly with GDK CPA LLC for some tax advice. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
You. In a little
Uncle Cracker on Speak Out. Brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Mojave Mortgage, also GDK CPA LLC, Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, Connected Computer and Technology, Horizon Community Bank, and our newest sponsor, Arizona Krav Maga. And you heard about those hypnotherapy sessions that we talked about earlier. Again, registration for that, 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and then 10 o'clock till noon. So it's all free hypnotherapy for a smoking cessation or losing weight or both. There you have it. All right, I'm Paul Lavoie back on Speak Out, and let's go over a little schedule, what's happening next week here on the show while we're waiting for Mike Bonnie from GDK CPA LLC. Mike, new regular here on the show. I really look forward to having him on every month as well. On Monday, District 3 County Supervisor Buster Johnson, at least I believe Buster is going to be on the show. I just got an email from Sarah, his trusty assistant. We'll have Lake Havasu City Mayor Cal Sheehy and a council member on Tuesday. Mike Bonnie is here, so I'm really stoked. The school district sending in representatives to talk about graduation and some accomplishments that were made this year for the Lake Havasu School Unified School District and the students there. And then, of course, we'll have Jeannie Kench and Lawana Gillette on Wednesday. Sound advice with Brian Springberg. Brian will be back in the studio. And then we're going to have a really interesting show next Friday. And welcome in, Mike. How are you, sir? Yeah, you're there.
I'm on.
You're on.
I'm on.
You're live.
Wow.
Live on the radio.
It's great to be here.
Imagine that.
Sorry you got stood up, but...
Did you say sorry?
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, eh? Anyway, next Friday, we've got, in the Mojave Community College slot, we've got Phoenix Truck Driving School coming in. This is pretty cool. They have a partnership with MCC and AZ at Work, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a nationwide shortage of truck drivers. And it's not just a few drivers short. There are thousands of drivers that
right.
don't have what in Arizona is a Class A, I believe,
mm-hmm.
the commercial driver's license.
That's a rough life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's like Mr. Soroka was telling me, Jeff Soroka is going to be on the show. He's the manager there at Phoenix mm-hmm. Truck Driving School for the Kingman campus. And he was telling me they no longer do the 4 days on the road and 3 days off type thing. It's more of a 36-hour turnaround.
Really?
They're more of a one- and two-day turnaround trips.
Okay.
So you're not really away from your family as much as you used to be.
Well, that's encouraging. My dad was a truck driver for over 30 years.
So really?
I know what that's like.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's going to be on the show. I believe he's bringing in two other people, one from the college, one from AZ at Work. We're going to have a nice little roundtable session and
nice.
Talk about the whole industry and how you can become a truck driver and take advantage of
it. In 10 days?
I don't think it's that short. That's bad. That's really bad. No, you see their truck because you've got companies like Dot Foods looking and you know what they start at? I mean, it's not really a profession that I would take on for myself, but.
No, but they, it pays.
California Highway Patrol pays what they start at.
Yeah.
60 grand a year.
Yeah.
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 So imagine that. You know,
right.
Not too shabby.
No. And they get paid by the mile.
Right. And he was telling me one of his students, he saw him in a brand new night transportation semi, you know, he's got brand new sleeper. Nobody's ever been in this truck before.
No kidding.
And one of the students that came out of his school was in it. He saw him, yeah. Anyway, that's our schedule for next week. Should be a lot of fun. And Mike.
Yes.
You're wearing a parachute today, apparently, because you're bailing me out.
Well, I came a little early. I heard your distress signal on the radio.
Nice.
So I got here as quickly as I could.
You are a listener.
Yes, I am.
Mike Bonnie, if you're listening, that was it. That's a distress signal.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Always helpful.
Mike, tell me how business is right now. We're at the end of tax season now, right?
Well, we're not really at the end. It's a never-ending tax season.
For you it is.
For the last 2 years. Yes, if you're an average citizen and you filed on time, then you're good for another year. But we always have those procrastinators that wait till the last minute and then call me and say, I need an extension. So you file the one-page return, and you're good to go until October.
Wow. All right. Let's see. What else? What do people need to know if they didn't file on time? What, and they maybe didn't file an extension. You could still
do that? Didn't file an extension?
Are you in big trouble?
Yeah,
are you an IRS timeout?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It depends on whether you have a balance due or a refund. If you have a refund, no problem. No foul.
No penalty?
No penalty. No, the penalty for a late filing return is based on the balance due. So if there's no balance due, there's no penalty. It just means you waited that much longer to get the refund.
So they don't even take it out of your refund if
no,
you file late?
No, no.
Because I know people that don't file because they're getting a refund.
Why would you not file if you get a refund?
Student loans. They owe, and they think they're going to get garnished or something like that, like the IRS is going to fine them. Because it's happened to them before. Now, I'm not talking about myself, by the
way.
I'm not talking about myself in the third person.
That's not a reason for not filing.
I've said that over and over.
But
yes. But they don't listen to people that interview people like you. So.
Or people like me. I don't listen
right.
to people
Some
like
people
me.
People just don't listen.
Well, this is true. Yeah, this is true. Right. But no, there's no penalty if there's nothing due. If there's a balance due, then they get hit with two penalties, one late filing penalty and one late payment penalty. So even if you can't pay the balance due, file the return. You avoid one of those penalties.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's too late unless you got an extension.
Well, you still have quarterlies and that to do if you're an independent contractor. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
All right. And since I'm talking about the IRS, I thought I'd talk about what are the three things you can't avoid in life, right?
Death, taxes, and...
I don't know. There's two things you can't avoid in life.
And I understand sometimes death is painless.
I know. Death, taxes, and guests standing you up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's so appropriate for today.
I thought Sinatra, That's Life is appropriate for that.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Let's go to break. We're with Mike Bonney from GDK CPA
LLC.
That's right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy. Stay with us.
Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly.
Boy, music you can actually understand the words to.
I couldn't hear a thing.
What do you mean?
I couldn't hear any music.
You don't hear any music right now?
No.
Okay. What about your volume over there? Did you try that? Come on, Mike. It's not the first time you've been here. There he is. Can you hear me now? Can you hear the music now? All right. There you go.
That's why.
What are you, new?
Yes,
Speak
my
Out.
First day.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College. Also, Chagrin's Family of Restaurants, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, not to be confused with Paul's guns when he's bowling. Sun Power by Esme Electric, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty, Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. What an insane market right now, Mike.
Yes.
Bobby said they sold 10 homes in April. One realtor.
No kidding.
One realtor
right,
offer.
Right, right.
10 homes. Think about that.
Yeah, it's going crazy.
I mean, if you don't take weekends off, what, that's 10 homes in 20, or if you do take weekends off, that's 10 homes in 20 days.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, one every other day.
That's a lot of homes.
Yeah, it is.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Still morning.
Oh, it's still morning.
Yes, right, sir.
I've had a busy day. That's good.
We haven't moved the show. We don't do that anymore. So. Hey, what was your question?
You just had an ad about the tax credit, and it reminded me to ask. I couldn't get the tax credit. I wanted to give some money to our Christian school at Calvary. But my tax man said, whatever I give them, because California gives me a tax credit because I own rental property in California, I'd have to give them the same amount.
What?
Have you ever heard of that?
No. No. Absolutely not. You're an Arizona resident?
I'm an Arizona resident.
You had a tax you had an Arizona tax liability greater than the amount you wanted to contribute to the private school tuition organization?
We never even got that far about how much I wanted to give.
Well,
he just said if you give that school $500, California's going to want $500.
What?
No, I disagree with him. I don't even know who it is, but there's no such rule that I'm aware of.
I have never heard that, and I've been promoting the tax credit for over a decade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know you have. Okay, I'll check further.
Okay.
Wow, interesting.
Thank you so much.
What an interesting question. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks for the phone call.
Yeah.
So the reason, I don't want to get back to the guns or anything, but we bowled last night with Kiwanis. We went over to the lanes here at Havasu Bowl. Yeah. And had a great time. And boy, I'll tell you what, if there's a pandemic right now or the tail end of one, you sure wouldn't know it inside the bowling alley.
No. You wouldn't know it anywhere in
here. It was full. We had the last five lanes. That's where they squeezed us in. So, yeah, great team building activity. Lots of fun.
Yeah, sure.
Laura Pierce, our, events coordinator for the club, did a great job in organizing it. And,
how did you do?
Oh my goodness. I was about 60 pins below my average. That's how long it's been since I've bowled. Seriously. I mean, once I went on the strike rampage, I did okay.
Okay.
But I couldn't pick
up. Took you a while to get back to groove.
I couldn't pick up a spare to save my life, Mike. It was, yeah.
That's half the game. You get the spare.
Tell me about it. Right, yeah.
Right.
Tell me about it. So, anyway, it was a lot of fun last night, and if you have any interest in joining, Kiwanis of Lake Havasu City, rebuilding.
Just a little pitch for the Kiwanis.
Rebuilding the club. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Give me a call or, contact David Lane. There's a number of people that you can call to join Kiwanis of Lake Havasu City.
Good
meet every Thursday at
noon
at
Cruise.
Mackay.
Oh, Mackay's now.
Mackay Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah, in the meeting room there.
Got it.
Sure. All right, so quarterlies. We kind of talked about that before.
Quarterlies,
also known as
estimated
self-employment
payments.
Estimated payments.
Well, it doesn't only apply to self-employed. Oh. It applies to anyone that does not have withholding from some source, typically employment, W-2, or some pensions will withhold federal tax. We're a pay-as-you-go taxing system here in this country, meaning when you earn the money, you pay the tax as you go, either through withholding, or alternatively, if you don't have withholding, then you're required to make estimated payments periodically during the course of the year. I hesitate to say quarterly estimated payments because they're not on a calendar quarter. The first estimated payment is due April 15th of every year, and this year was no exception. Even though the filing deadline for personal returns was May 17th, the first quarter estimate was due April 15th. Mm. Well, if you can't calculate the estimated payment until you've done the tax return, typically, so either you hustle to get the return done by April 15th, so you could determine what the estimated payment was, or you suffered a little bit of a penalty for making it by May 17th. But anyhow, the quarterly or the payment due dates are April 15th, June 15th, September 15th, and January 15th of the following year. The rule to avoid penalty is you have to make estimated payments equal to 100% of the prior year's tax liability or 90% of the current year's tax liability. Well, determining that a current year's tax liability is sometimes a moving target.
Yeah, right.
So to be safe, we rely on the prior year's tax liability and make estimated payments equal to 100% of that. And then regardless of the outcome on the tax return, even if you owed $100,000, as long as you met that tax liability from the prior year and estimated payments, there's no penalty.
Okay, let's simplify that a little bit, because simple people, you know, I don't want to be like Bill O'Reilly and steal his thunder, but I'm a simple man, all right? I like things simple.
Okay.
I like to think in terms of $25, $50, or $100. All right, can you just, is it simpler just to round that up to the next 100 maybe and stay safe?
Yeah. I don't typically do that. I take a look at...
Well, you're an accountant.
I take a
look
at...
So you work on exact numbers.
Well, yes. We round it up to the next $10.
Okay.
As a rule of thumb, just to be safe. But if you're 100% of the prior year's tax liability without rounding, you're safe.
Okay, what happens if you underpay your estimated payments?
Then there's a penalty.
Is that when they're added up, or is that for the quarter?
For the quarter.
For the quarter?
Yes.
How would they know that you underpaid for the quarter?
Because they know when you paid it.
Okay.
And then you reconcile that on the tax return. There's a special form, as there is with most things on the tax return.
Tell me about it.
So, what you're supposed to do is calculate any late payment or underestimated payment when you prepare the return. There is a waiver, and I suspect that this year there'll be a lot of those waivers requested. And
right.
I can't speak for the IRS, but under the present circumstances, I can't see them assessing a penalty for a May 17th estimated payment that was due April 15th. It's 30
right.
days, 32 days. The penalty is based on a daily amount, and it's like 3% annually, so
sure.
The penalty is going to be very minimum.
So we had Mike McAndrew on yesterday mm-hmm. from Springberg McAndrew Insurance, as you know,
mm-hmm.
And he's talking about the mandate that for the Affordable Care Act,
mm-hmm.
the mandate for insurance, meaning you must
right.
have insurance, whether it's from your employer, from the exchange,
right.
Possibly coming back.
Or government.
Or right, that would be the exchange, right?
No.
Oh, what do you mean by the government?
Well,
like Medicare.
Medicare.
Okay,
yeah.
like
yeah.
Medicare.
Yeah.
Well, most people that qualify for Medicare, that I know of, have Medicare. And
yeah,
they're happy
it's
with
automatic.
It, and they're very happy with it.
Right.
The ones I know. So how does that affect the taxpayer, Mike, when they don't have insurance? Let's say they get that form in 3 of those months on the form. I don't remember the name of the form, but they're not checked off.
Right.
How does that affect the taxpayer?
Prior to...
If there's a mandate.
Well, if there's a mandate, then there's a penalty for not having the adequate insurance coverage. Now you're taking me back a couple of years because
sure.
under President Trump, they
repealed the mandate.
Repealed the mandate,
yeah.
which was the crux of the law, in my opinion. That's what
yeah.
made it a tax that the Supreme Court ruled that it was
yeah.
constitutional.
That's why they waited on the Supreme Court, and Roberts
right.
said it was part of the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Yes,
and it just muddied everything.
Yes,
yes,
it did. And they didn't call it a tax in the legislation. It's a penalty
right.
for not having insurance.
Tomato, tomato.
Right.
I
right.
agree.
Yes. But at any rate, that was the law until, I believe, 2018 was when that was repealed. So it wasn't required. So it's not even part of the tax return now. Now, I would not be surprised if the mandate comes back under the present administration.
Well, that's why I asked the question, because Mike had floated it out there.
Sure.
And a lot of us are still getting that form.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The form is
it's
still...
like, why am I still getting this?
Well, the employer mm-hmm. is required, if they have more than 50 employees, they are... That part of the law did not change. So they are required to disclose whether they offered the insurance.
If they have over 50 employees.
Yes.
Okay.
Whether they offered the insurance, or not, and if the employee accepted the insurance or did not accept the insurance. That's what that one form, I think it's a 1095C. Don't quote me on that.
Don't quote me either.
Then there's the premium tax credit, which is a credit for, I hesitate to say low income, but the current law says that the insurance has to be affordable, mm-hmm. and according to the legislation, it can't be more than 8% of your adjusted gross income.
Your AGI, okay.
Yeah. So people go on the marketplace, and if they have income less than 400% of the federal poverty level, then that premium tax credit kicks in, and they get an advanced premium tax credit that in some cases offsets their premium, and the, right. the funds go directly to the insurance carrier. And then you reconcile that premium tax credit on the tax return when it is filed. Unfortunately, people don't always tell the truth when they're getting this premium tax credit.
how so? The truth?
They understate their income.
Oh, I see.
So they get more than they're entitled to, uh-huh. while the day of reckoning comes when you file the tax return. Well, and if you weren't entitled to any, guess what? You have to pay it all back.
I was just going to ask you that because I've talked to insurance
yes.
people about that. When you understate your income and it comes, your this isn't your adjusted gross income. This is your gross
yes.
income
yes.
that we're talking
and
about.
And then you have
what
to,
is the penalty?
You
ha-
the penalty? No, there's no. You have to pay it all back.
Ah,
with the return. Now there's no teeth to the law because the IRS, even though the law is still in effect, that if you have excess premium tax credit, you're required to pay it back when you file your return. However, there's no enforcement at the IRS level because the law doesn't provide any enforcement.
No kidding.
They cannot garnish, you can't levy for not paying back that excess premium tax credit.
Okay, so let's say you made 42 when you could only make 39, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Thousand a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're saying that if you were subsidized $1,100
mm-hmm.
A month mm-hmm. for your health insurance, you would have to pay all of that back for the entire year?
If you're over 400% of the federal poverty level.
I see.
If you were under 400%, mm-hmm. but greater than 100%, then it's gradually phased out. There's a schedule that is followed to determine how much of the premium tax credit you're
sure.
entitled to. I have had cases where all of it had to be paid back.
12 months times the premium.
Times the premium
times the
tax
subsidy.
Credit. The subsidy,
yeah.
correct.
Wow.
Some cases it's $100 a month, sometimes it's $1,000 a month. So I've had clients that had to pay back $12,000.
So it's the difference, or I see.
Yeah, it's the difference between what you were entitled to and what you actually received.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it could be a big burden, but again, there's no enforceability written in the law. The IRS cannot attach, they cannot, well, what they can do is withhold future refunds.
Yeah, I was going to ask
to
that.
Apply.
Right.
Yes.
Right. That makes total sense.
Yes. But they can't garnish. They can't levy. They can't get a judgment. They can't take any collection activity
right.
to collect that excess premium tax credit other than withholding future overpayments.
Interesting.
And it's an easy fix to avoid that is just don't have overpayments in the future.
Yeah, I always hear these commercials for these companies that want to relieve your tax burden and all that. I'm wondering how legitimate they are. We don't have to get into any of that right now if you don't want to.
No.
Because I know you had another topic you wanted to talk
about. There's mixed feelings about that. There's some of it is a sham that
I've seen debt relief work. But not
yes.
that type of debt relief.
Yes, and if it works, it doesn't work to it. Well, it's a stretch of the law to say that we've had 100% excused or 100% forgiven.
Yes,
yes there's
or
a process
John,
to go
John,
through.
John Smith owed $105,000.
And they settled on
$500,000. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's an exaggeration for sure. Mm-hmm. There are companies that have been sued by state attorneys general for running these scams, you taking the taxpayer's money and not doing anything.
Wow.
But there's a procedure in place for taxpayers to follow to have some of that tax liability forgiven. There's a first-time offender provision that allows, if you've paid all taxes timely over the last 2 years, you can have penalties forgiven one time.
Interesting.
There's an offer and compromise provision based on a whole lot of facts and circumstances that can get actual tax liability forgiven. Mm-hmm. But those are not everybody qualifies for those. And that's what I think these companies are advertising, unfortunately.
Gotcha. Yeah. And it's very prevalent in this market, with not just national commercials, but because of the gaming and people taxes on gaming winnings and lottery winnings and that sort of thing.
So, sure.
All right. You wanted to talk about the employee retention credit.
Well, I don't want
you to. You don't want to, but you have 4 minutes. Can you, condense it into that?
I can try. There is an employee retention credit that is a result of the pandemic and the result of three pieces of legislation that authorized that employee retention credit. Basically, in a nutshell, it's for employers who were partially or fully shut down but still paid their employees or...
From the PPP?
From the pandemic.
Okay.
Not the PPP.
Okay.
From the pandemic itself, a governmental shutdown mandated by the government or a reduction in the gross revenues. There's a different rule for 2020 versus 2021. In 2020, the employer had to see a 50% reduction in gross revenues to qualify for this credit. In 2021, in most instances, you have to see a 20% reduction in gross revenues.
Okay.
2019 to 2020. The credit is, for 2020, it's equal to 50% of the employee's wages to a maximum of $10,000 of wages per year or $5,000 credit for each employee. 2021, it's 70% of $10,000 per employee per quarter.
Oh.
So 7 times 4, $28,000 per employee is a pretty significant credit.
For an employer, yeah.
For an employer, yes, by all means. Prior to, I'm not going to get this right, so I'm not going to say it. Recent legislation, okay?
Yeah.
In other words, 2020, when the plans first came out, if you had a PPP, you weren't qualified to have the employee retention credit.
Makes sense.
They changed the law in 2021, retroactive to 2020, so there's an opportunity for some employers to go back, take a look at 2020 to see if they otherwise qualified, and take advantage of that credit for 2020 retroactively.
Do they file an amended return?
They file an amended 941X, which is the employer's quarterly payroll tax returns. So you're required to reduce your federal tax liabilities first. And if the credit is greater than the amount that you've reduced the tax reduced the deposits by, you can have that refunded or apply for an advance on that refund by filing a Form 7200 and get that money back. Right. And $28,000 is substantial.
I don't know how you remember. You have way more RAM than I do up there. So, good job, Mike Bonney.
Thank you,
thanks
my
for
friend.
Being here.
Always a pleasure.
I should have
friend.
Just had you for the entire hour.
I'd be happy to do that.
All right, Mike Bonney, GDK CPA LLC. I'm Paul Lavoie. We got to duck out of here so we can get a final shot in. So,
all
thanks,
right.
Mike. Appreciate
my
it.
Pleasure. Always a pleasure to be here, Paul.
Back with more in a moment.
All right. Hey, Paulie.
In other words. Please be true.
And welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie, and just confirmed with Sarah, who is Buster Johnson's assistant, that he will be on the show on Monday. Also a reminder, Monday the 31st, a week from this Monday, we will be dark for Memorial Day. Speak Out 2.0 will also be dark, so you'll have 3 hours of Kill Me, 3 hours of Prager, 3 hours of Hannity, and 3 hours of Mark Levin. All right, until Monday, I'll see you on Speak Out.